Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we're looking at bees. You probably already know that plants with flowers need these fuzzy yellow pollinators to survive, and so do we if we want to keep eating fruits and vegetables. You may have also heard that bee populations are dwindling and we need to protect them. But how? We had Yannick Schaller and Albert Wu from our Possibly team look into this question. How's it going, Yannick and Albert?
I'm doing well, Megan.
Happy to be here.
How do we go about saving those bees?
Well, it depends on which bees you're trying to save.
Wait, there's more than one type of bee?
As it turns out, yes. We spoke with Dr. Barry Brosi, a bee expert at the University of Washington, to get a better count.
I think many people are surprised to learn that there are over 20,000 species of bees. So that's more than all bird species and all mammal species combined.
Okay, so there are tons of bees out there. What makes them so important to us?
Let's start with honeybees, the ones that build hives and make honey. Honeybees are very important to the agricultural industry because they're incredibly efficient pollinators. Dr. Brosi told us that roughly one-third of all the food that we consume has been pollinated by insects, and much of that comes from honeybee activity alone.
Native bees also pollinate crops that feed the animals we eat. The cattle and dairy industry relies on bees to pollinate alfalfa, a crop that makes up a big part of many cows' diets.
You know, those alfalfa plants need to be pollinated by bees. And in fact, honeybees are pretty cruddy at it. So we rely on other bees to pollinate alfalfa primarily.
Okay, so we need both honeybees and native bees to pollinate the food we eat. What's happening to them?
Barry, the bee expert at the University of Washington, says that the process of boxing up hives and taking them around to different farms can actually be really harmful to honeybees because it puts a lot of stress on them.
There are also all sorts of diseases and pests that affect both native and non-native bees.
Got it. So what can we do to help these bees out?
There are lots of ways we can help. First, Barry says to opt for organic food whenever you can.
I think it's undeniable that organic agriculture really does support bee populations and species diversity better than conventional agriculture aggregated across farms and crops.
We've talked a lot about organic agriculture on this show, and although it's not always the best choice when it comes to carbon emissions or land use, organic agriculture definitely uses less harmful pesticides, and that is undeniably better for bees.
In your home, you can help by planting pollinator-friendly plants in your yard or in a window box. Try to have a wide variety of plants that keep their flowers for a long period of time so your bees have plenty of options. Steer clear of pesticides and herbicides, too.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks, Yannick and Albert. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.